I'll tell you there also, it wasn't written down mamish the whole psukim, only written down the first three words, that's all. And the rest again was abbreviations. Watch this, bisirugin, im loy shachav, that's all that was written down. Achrov, after that, the rest of the posik, roshay tevis, only the first words, the aleph beis, was written down. Atzeif ha-mikro, v'at ki shotis v'achrov roshay tevis. Atzeif ha-mikro, yitin ha-shem oisach v'achrov roshay tevis. Atzeif ha-mikro. That's all. So now let's know kasha. We're going to read the Rosh Yatavis. But Niknor Nasen Nisim Madal Soysef. So at the end of the Mishnah says about Niknor, when he brought the door to the base of Middash, it was brought through Nisim. Tana Rabbonin, Man Nisim Nasul Dal Soysef. What were the miracles that happened when Nikna was bringing the doors for the Shar Mizrach of the Azara? Omru was said like this, Kishoholach Nikna Lohovi Dalsos Melachsandria Shal Mitzrayim. Nikna went back to Mitzrayim, to Alexandria, to get the buy doors for the Beis Hamikdash. He went to Mitzrayim. Now, so it's what Taka speaks out here. Taka Kasha, how are you allowed to go back to Mitzrayim? The Pasuk says, but it's a thief annoyed. You're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim anymore. First, he has to cash off on the Rambam. How come the Rambam lived in Mitzrayim? You're not allowed to go back there. So there's a lot of different roots in. Some say, for him at least here, he didn't go to live there. He only went back to Mitzrayim to buy the doors. So to buy something there, that you let it go back. The Apostle just says you can't go back to Mitzrayim to live there. Because the cash on the Rambam was there, he lived there in Mitzrayim. So he wants to say, some say you can't go back just the same way the Yidden came out from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. To go through the Midbar into Mitzrayim, that's the way it's also to go. But to go other routes, it is allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. And last chance, what I want to say is that there's only an Issa, there's Zman the Yidin. Like with Zman, we have the base of Migdish. In Eretz Yisrael, then there's an Issa not to live in Mitzrayim. No, now I go back to Mitzrayim. But Zman that the Yisraelim do not live in Eretz Yisrael, after the Churban Abayas, like the Rambam's time, then it was Mutter to go back and live in Mitzrayim. The only the Issa was to live in Mitzrayim, Zman, Klai Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, then there's a special law not to go back to Mitzrayim. But that's the why the Rambam lived in Mitzrayim. But I call upon him for here, even though maybe here was B'shas of Beis Hamikdash here, by Nikner, but he for sure did not go there to live in Mitzrayim. He only went to buy the doors there, he was allowed to go there. So we can see he went down to Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim to buy the doors. The Chazir Rostam, when he was coming back, Omad Olav, he went back by ship, is Omad Olav Nachshol Shevayam. A tremendous storm came up in the middle of the ocean. Letovoy, in order to, like, they wanted to drown the boat that he was in, is Notl, so the people on the boat took Notl Achas Men, took one of his gates, Vetilu Liyam, they threw it into the Yam, they said, look, we're all going to drown, we have to get rid of these big gates. So they threw one gate into the Yam. Vyadayin Loinachayam, Mizofa, and the Yam still didn't stop, the storm was still going very strong. Dikshu Lahatl Es Chaverto, and the people on the ship wanted to take the second door and throw that one into the Yam also. Is Omadhu, so Nikna got up. The Korchon, he wrapped himself like around the Rashi Chofke, grabbed the hold of the door. Omolem, he told him, Hetiluni imo, if you want to throw this gate into the Yam, throw me with it. I'm not going to let you throw it in. Is Miyad, as soon as Nikna said something like that, Miyad nachayam izofoid. Then the river got calm. The storm went away. And they reached the port. But Nikna was very bothered. It bothered him that he lost one gate though. Kivin Shagila Namu, when it came to the port, Shal Aku and Eretz Yisrael of Aku, is Hoysa Misbabetses, the gate was jumping up, the yachts are coming out, Mitachas Doifne Yasmino. From the bottom of the ship, the other gate came up. Like this is the next that happened, the miracle happened, that the gate was going along under the boat. The Yesh Emrim, some say, Ber Yeshabiyam, a new creature from the Yam came up, Bolason, that he swallowed the gate. The Kiosli Yaboshe, and he spit it onto the dry land. So that was the nest that happened to the gates that Nikna brought for the Beis Hamikdash. The Aleho Omer Shloiman, about this, Shloiman Melech said, Koyres Potenu Marozim, the walls of our house are made out of cedar trees, cedar wood. Reitenu, our plaster, like the gates, Bereisim, are made out of Bereisim. What does that mean? A type of a wood. Altikwa Bereisim, Ela Brias Yam. Bris Yam. Or some say a Brias Yam. No doubt this Nisim that happened with Niknor, Halshem, this Yam, that's how we got the gate for Shar Mizrach. On the Azorah for Shar Mizrach, opening up into the Azorah is called Shar Niknor. Those were the gates that Niknor brought to the Beis Hamikdash. Ulafikach, and therefore, Kol Hashorim Shoya Bamikdash Nishtanu Liyoshozov. As in later years, when the Yidden got richer, so they changed all the gates for the Beis Hamikdash, and they made them out of gold. Chutz Mishara Nikner, only this Shara, Shara Mizruch, that was made from Shara Nikner, they left alone. They didn't change it, even though it was only made out of copper. Mifnei Shenasu Banisim, because his gates came through miracles, they let those gates stay there. The Yesh Ayrim, some say a little bit different. The reason why they didn't change it was, Mifnei Shenachoy Shoston, Mutsua Voisoysa. Because his copper, that those gates were made from, was shining just like gold. So Kitzur was a beautiful type of a copper, shining like gold, that's why they let it stay there. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Nechoshes Kolonisa Hoysa. It was a special type of copper. For Isum Irak Ishozov. And it was mama shining just like gold. Rashi Kolonisa means Muzukekes. It was very pure, fine copper. Vechein Shein Min Nechoshes very clear type of a copper. Therefore, since this copper was shining like gold, therefore that's why they let this Shar Nikne remain. They didn't change this gate. Even though they changed all the other gates, this gate they didn't change.
Alright, we'll stop here. The old Naflamet Ches. The Mishnah Naflamet Ches. The Yelo Lignai. These were the people that did bad things. So the Chomnu mentioned the names, Lignai forbid. Shelbez Garmoi, Lerotsu Lelamed Al Maisa Lechem Aponim. In this house, these Kahanim called Bez Garmoi, they knew how to make the Lechem Aponim very good, and they didn't want to teach anybody else how to do it. So it was a Gnai, the Chomnu said it's a bad thing that they did, but they didn't teach anybody else how to do it. Shelbez Saftinus, Lerotsu Lelamed Al Maisa Akteris. Same thing also, these were Kahanim. The Beis Avtinus, they knew how to make the Keteris very well, and they didn't want to teach it to other people. So Chomer will mask them, Lagnai forbid. Hugras ben Levi, he was a ben Levi, Rashi Kloim, Amin Halavim. Hugras was a Levi. Yodeya Perok Bashir. They knew how to sing very good. We'll see in the Gemara what it means exactly, Perok. They knew how to sing very well with his mouth. And they didn't want to teach the other Levim how to sing so well. Because Leviim, their avoid was Bashir to sing, and it's a nice, it's covered Hashem to sing nicely. They didn't want to teach the other Leviim, so Chomer will mask them, Lagnai, it wasn't a nice thing. Ben Kamtzor, Lerotzel, Lamed, Al Maisak Sav. Ben Kamtzor knew how to write very well. We've seen the Gemara, he knew how to write with four pens in one time he could write. With his four fingers, he put a pen in between each finger, and he was able to write Hashem's name at one time. So he knew how to write, especially, he knew how to write very good. And they didn't want to teach the other Kahanim how to write. Al HaRishonim Nema Zecha Tzadok Levrocha. On the Mishnah before we had the good things they did, they made out of gold, and they made good doors there, Nikner, those Tzadikim are called Zecha Tzadok Levrocha. The Alelu, the ones from this Mishnah, Nema, the Pasuk, we put the Pasuk, V'Shem Rishonim Yirkov. The name of the Rishonim should right away. Right away we'll see in the Gemara means that nobody should take over the name. Like somebody should not name after a Rosha. His name should be rotten away and it shouldn't be used again. We'll see. Yeah? Tana Rabbonim. Beis Garmoi Ho Yibikim B'mais Lechem Aponim. They knew how to make the Lechem Aponim very well. For Lo Rotsa Lalamit. They didn't want to teach the other Kahanim how to do it, and it wasn't a nice thing. What do you mean? You want the Kahanim to know how to do it? That there should be Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan. It is Shochu Chachomim. So they didn't want to teach. So Chom said, okay, we'll fire you, and we'll get other people that know how to bake the lechem upon him. They went to find good bakers from Alexandria in Mitzrayim. They went to find good bakers from there. And they knew how to bake the lechem upon him the same way that Beis Garmoi knew how to do it. But they did not know how to take the bread off the oven the way Beis Garmoi did. As the people from Alexandria couldn't take off the challah, the bread, the same way Beis Garmoi did. Shehalolu masikim mebachutz v'oifim mebachutz. As Alexandria, they used to make the fire outside the oven and used to bake it on the outside. V'halolu masikim mebifnim v'oifim mebifnim. That was a big kunz. In order to be able to bake inside the oven, in order to put the fire inside and to bake inside. Is halolu pita misafshes. So when the people from Alexandria used to make the challah,
So it stood over 1 week to another week. Lechem upon him, they used to get spoiled by the mesavshes. It got a little spoiled. V'halolu ain't pita mesavshes. Marshen came base gormoy. They knew how to bake the bread very good. So by them, the challah did not get spoiled. So the chomer, so it wasn't nice what was going on, that the base gormoy didn't want to teach anybody. So the ma'aseh lechem upon him was not being done so well. They had bad lechem upon him. It wasn't nice. Is kishesham luchachamim bedavur. When the Chum heard what was going on, Amru, they said, Kol Masha Bora Kodesh Baruch Hu L'chvaydei Bora. Whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu created on this world was created to glorify Hashem, to give covet back to Hashem. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Kol Anikra B'Shmi U L'chvaydei Barosif. Anything that's called by my name and for my covet, like I created, everything was created to give covet back to Hashem. Is a Mela V'chozru Beis Garmulim Koyman. The Chum said, instead of firing them, let's put them back and let them make the lechem upon him, even though they don't want to teach the other kahanim, but it's still kedai that we should have nice lechem upon him, al to be mechaber Hashem. So they put them back into office. Yisholchul hem chachomim. The chom though called them and said, come, we want to talk to you. Like maybe we'll talk you into teaching the other kahanim how to make the lechem upon him. Yisholchul bo, they didn't want to come. Kosul lehem schorin. So then they said, okay, we'll double your price. Could be they didn't want to come back to office also, it could be. So they said, you know what, if you come back to work for us, like to make lechem upon him, we'll pay you double the wages. Then they came. Now, every day, usually they used to take 12 mana from the lishkas, from the lishka, they used to get paid. From the mois of tzibur. They used to get paid 12 mana a day. For hayoyim now, eskrim v'yabor. They got double the amount, 24. Rabbi Yehuda Roimeh b'chol yom esrim v'yabor. No, every day it was 24 monas they used to receive. For hayoyim, and from now on, arboyim u'shmoina. Now they got 48. So then when they heard they're getting double the wages, then they came back to make the lechem upon them. And now the chum went to speak to them and said to them, Omru lehem chachomim, ma'ru isim shlelamed, how come you're not teaching anybody else to do the lechem upon him? It's not nice. Like it's the mitzvah to be mechaved Hashem, and you know how to make lechem upon him, like what's going to be when you're going to be nice? Nobody else will know how to do it, so it's not nice not to teach other kahanim. Is Omru lehem, so they answered back like this, Yoidim hoyu shebeis abba, we know from our father, that shebeis is there also be choruf, that the beis hamikdash is not going to be here forever. There's going to come a time when the beis will be choruf, there won't be a beis hamikdash. Now we're afraid, shemel yilmoid odom sheinu muhugin. We're afraid, and if we're going to go teach other people how to make lechem upon him, maybe a person that's not so choshev, not such a tzaddik, will learn how to do the lechem upon him. V'yelech v'yavod avodes chachovim, and he'll go and make the lechem upon him l'shem avodes zara b'kach. So that's why they didn't want to teach anybody the lechem upon him, because they were afraid maybe it'll be done l'shem avodes zara. So mashmim, so what's it going to do with the churban abayis? Could be called the man the base of Midrash was Kayim, we wouldn't be afraid that somebody would be over the Avodah Zorah. But they would be afraid that after the bias would be Chorav, then the Yidin would go down to Madrega, so then they were afraid that people would go be over the Avodah Zorah, and they'll make the Lechem upon him for the Avodah Zorah. So that's why they didn't want to teach anybody how to make the Lechem upon him. So the more of the Avdov is there, Maskir Nursel Shvach. But for something that they soon did, on this the Rabbanan instead of Shvach praised him. What was the praise? That me'olam lo nimtzas pas nekiyah b'yad v'neim. Their own children in their own house, they never had clean bread. Hey, it's the bread they always ate was always like dirty or old bread. Why? Shlo yomru mimais alechem aponim zenizoinim. That people should not say, if they would have nice clean bread in the house, people would say, you know what bread they're eating? They're eating the bread of the lechem aponim. So it's not nice. So therefore they never had clean bread in the house. Lekayim ashenema, to mekayim what the Pasuk says, you have to be clean from Hashem, but that's not enough. You also have to be clean from Yisrael. Nobody else should be chashed you, maybe you're doing something wrong. So therefore here, even though they knew their own bread was private bread, still they didn't make nice clean bread, that nobody should say, oh, they're eating from the lechem upon them. So for this, it was a shrach for what they did. The master, for the first thing that they didn't teach, that was still a genai, it wasn't nice what they did. They should have taught other people how to make lechem upon him. So Rashi says, Lirdes minataner, shalolu shebo min lachsandria, lefish lo yoidim lirdes minataner. They didn't know how to take it off the oven, shalo yehe nishba, that shouldn't break. Lefish you also kimin teva, the lechem upon him was made in a mold. Perutza kimin svina, like it looked like a ship there, ha yireya ladavkim ifnim. They were afraid to put it inside the oven. Therefore, they used to bake it on the outside, and it wasn't so good. So then Chum heard this. They called back the original from the base gourmet. It's kofulem schorim mitruma talishka. They took double the amount of money from the truma talishka. The adov is there maskinas from the shvach shem yirlam. And the next ma'isa, this was a nice thing that they did. That they were always clean from Yisrael. Nobody should be chashed to them. They never had clean bread. They always had older bread. Right, the next part of the Mishnah was the Shalbei Saftinus Lerotz Lalamed Al Maisa Kteris. These were the base of Kahanim. They knew how to make the Kteris very good, and they didn't want to teach anybody else how to do it. Tana Rabbonim, we went to the Braisa, that we had this in Gemara and Shkolim, that Bei Saftinus Hoyivikiyim B'Maisa Kteris. They knew how to make the Maisa Kteris. For Lerotz Lalamed, they didn't want to teach anybody. Shalchachachachamim V'Yaviyu Umnin Milachsandri Shomasrayim. So Chum like fired them and said, okay, we'll get other workers. And they went to get people from Mitzrayim, from Achsandria to make the Keteris. For Yoyodim Lafatim Kimoisim. They knew how to make the exact measurements of the Keteris the way they Saftinus knew. But they didn't know how to make the smoke go straight up as nice as if the Beis Saftinus did. What does that mean? Shel halolu metam reviyerlum. When based off Tinus, the smoke used to go straight up to Mako like a stick, and used to look very nice. Mashenke and Shel Halolu, from the people that came from Achsandria, Shomatrayim, Mavsila Karnalakan. The smoke used to scatter all around all different sides. The smoke did not go straight up. So it wasn't so nice. Ugashashom, Rachom and Bedavu, when the Chom heard what's going on, that the base of Tinus doesn't want to do the Kteris anymore. They don't want to teach. So they had to get other people to do it. And they're not doing such a good job. Ezom with the Chum said, Kol ma shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chvoyde boro. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on this world, He created to glorify Hashem, l'chobed Hashem. Shenem the Pasuk says, Kol parli Hashem l'maneyu. Whatever Hashem made was for His sake. It's not even more before, but then a different Pasuk, but from both Pasukim we see this. V'chozru beis Saftinus l'mkoymen. So then they wanted to put the Beis Saftinus back in position that they should start making the Keteris. In Shochalem Chachomim, Chachomim sent to them, come back and start making the Keteris again. Vulebo, they didn't want to come. Kofel Lehem Schorim, they said, okay, we'll pay you double pay, double wages. Is Ubo, then they came. Now again, B'chol Yom Hoyin Leitlin Shnei Masa Mona. Every day up until now, they used to only get 12 Mona. That was the Schar from the Truma Salishka. Mashen Kein, V'hayoyin Estum V'yabo, and from now on, they got 24. Rabbi Yehuda Raim again, B'chol Yom Esrim V'Yabor, every day they got 24 monas for the wages. V'hayoyim Aboyim Mishmoyna, they got double the amount. Is Omru Lem Chachomim, Mar Yisem Shtol Olamid. How come you're not teaching anybody else how to make the Keteris? Like it's a covet for Hashem to have the Keteris done nicely. Why don't you teach other people? Is Omru, so they said like this, Yoydim Hoyu Shobei Saba. We know from our fathers that Shabai is there also the Choruf. The Bai Yisheni would also be Choruf, be destroyed. And Amru they said, Shema Yilmad Odom Shayna Mahugan, we're afraid to teach other people how to do the Keteris, maybe someone that's not so nice will learn it, V'yelech V'yavad Avoy Chachovim, and we'll use it to be Avid Avoy Dezorah with it. Pekach. So that's why they didn't want to teach anybody. V'yitav Yadov is there, Maskir Neshkel Shvach. But for something that they did do, we'll soon see, that they praised them. For the first thing the Chachovim said, it wasn't nice what they did. Even though they had a reason why they didn't teach anybody, the Chachovim still held it wasn't nice. It's kedai to teach other people as kovod Hashem that there should be the Keteris. And then Echnami, you're afraid somebody doesn't know, somebody bid would find out, try your best not to tell anybody. I mean, not tell somebody that's not Hogan. Only tell Choshev people. But it was a genai why they didn't teach a kopon of the Choshev Kahanim. But the next thing they did, that was they praised him. There was never a kala, a bride that got married that was wearing perfume. In other words, the people should not say the perfume they're using is from the Keteris. Therefore, nobody ever used perfume. If one of the people from here, from Beis Saftinus, got married to a wife from a different place, is Masna Mimor, they had to make a tonight with the wife. So it is Vaslim, that they should not ever wear a perfume. Why? People should not say, Mimaisa Keteris is Vaslim. You know why it's smelling so nice? Because they made it from the Keteris. L'kayim ha'shenema v'yisim nekiyim ha'shem u'me'yisrael. That you have to be clean in the eyes of Hashem, but that's not enough, but also me'yisrael. You have to be clean that no other people should have a chshad upon you. Here they didn't want to use even regular makeup, regular perfume. The people should not say the perfume they're using was made from the Keteris. And this was a shvach. This Chacham and praised them. It was a good thing what they did. Tanya, Omer Rav Yishmuel, Tam Achas, once happened, Hayisi Mahalach Baderach, I was going on the road, Omatsasi Echod Mivnei Vineim, and I met up with one of the children, the grandchildren of this Beis Taftinus, the ones that knew how to make the Keteris. And Zomarati Lois, I said to him, that Avoisecho Bikshu Laharbas Kfoidom, your fathers wanted to only be Mechabah themselves, like they were big shots. They didn't want to teach anybody else how to make the Keteris. They only kept it privately for themselves. And they wanted to take away the covet from Hashem. They didn't want to teach anybody else how to do it. So they were mayat the covet of Hashem. Achshav, now, after the Churban Abayis, covet mokim bim koimai. The covet of the Beis Hamikdash is the same place. And it's just that they didn't want to have the terrace before, it wasn't now either. Abomiyat kvoidim. But your father's house, they lost their covet. Shashimiyat kvoidim, but Churban Beisai. Now that there's a Churban Abayis, they don't make the terrace anymore, so they lost their covet. The covet was taken away from them. Is Omer Rav Kiva, said like this, that Tamachas, Omer Rav Kiva, Sachli Rav Yishmuel, Ben Lugia, that Tamachas, once happened, Yotzosi Ani, V'yechem Ibnei B'neihem L'soda. I once went to the field, and I met again one of his grandchildren from this Beis Taftinus, the ones that made the Keteris. L'lake Tastovim, that we were collecting grass together, herbs. V'risi, and I saw, Shesocha Kuvocha, I saw that his grandson was laughing and crying when they were cutting down the asovim. Is Amarti Lois, I said to the child, Mifnei ma bochisi, how come you crying? Omali, so he answered to me, that kvoid avoisa neskarati. I remember the great covet my grandfathers had. Because at the time when the Beis Hamikdash was there, they used to make the keteris, and they were using these type of herbs to make the keteris, and they were the only ones that knew how to do it. It was tremendous covet for them. Or that's why he was laughing. That's why he was crying. That he felt bad, like now the grandfathers don't have any more covet. Or Mifnei Masachakta, how come you're laughing? Or Mali answered back, Shosa the Kodesh Baruch Hu lachziru lano. Because we know Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzshem will give us back the Bayis Shlishi. And then will come a time again that my fathers will make the Keteris, and again we'll have the covet. Or Mifnei Ma Niskarta, what made you remember now the Indian of the Keteris? Like, what do you see in front of us now? Like, which herbs are the ones that are ready for the Keteris? Is Omali, so he answered me, Maloshin. He found this herb called Maloshin. That's what he saw Kenegdis in front of me. So he said, Herali, please show it to me. I want to know what's called Maloshin. Is Omali, so he answered back to me, Shibui Hibiodenu. We have a promise between us, Shein Marin Oysan Cholodim. We're not allowed to show it to anybody else, like the Mishnah. The Beis Aftinus didn't tell anybody else about the Keteris. So I can't tell you what it is. Omri Rabbi Yechidin Venuri, Pamachas Motsosi Zokin Echad. Once happened, I found an older person, or Megillah Samamonim Biyodai. And he had the Megillah of how to make the Keteris, how to make the different Samamonim, different spices. He had the Megillah of their recipe, how to make it. Is Amarti Lois, I said to him, Meyenata, where do you come from that you have this Megillah Samamonim? Is Omali answering me, Beis Aftinus Ani? I'm from that house. I'm from the house of Beis Aftinus that knew how to make the Keteris. I asked him, what do you have in your hand? Omali, he told me, Megillah Samamonim. I have this Megillah, the recipe book, how to make the Keteris. His hair released, he said, please show it to me. Omali said back to me, Kol Zaman Shebeis Abba Hoye Kayomim, Kol Zaman, my father's house was alive, Loi Hoye Moisru Nois Nucholodim. We didn't give it away to anybody. Like we said before, we didn't want to give it to bad people. Maybe they'll do the bad things with it, they'll use it for Avodah Zarah. V'yachshov, Hareyu Luchor, but now that my Beis Abba is not around anymore, you should not give it to you. Here's the above, but I want you to be very careful with it. That don't give it away to anybody, but be nizer with it. When I came back and told of what happened in front of Rabbi Kiva, Ezomali said to me, Me'ata, from now on, also lesape b'gnusa shalelu. You should know you're not allowed to talk bad about these people. In other words, we understand a little bit what was based on Tinus' purpose, why they didn't want to teach anybody. They didn't want to teach anybody because they didn't want the bad person to learn it, to use it for bad purposes. But now that I'm going to go and nobody else will be around, so he's giving it over to Rabbi Akiva. So they see their intentions wasn't stam out to have their own covet, but rather their intentions was l'kovet Hashem. So therefore he said, you should know now we're not allowed to talk bad about them, but other Rabbi have to talk l'shvach about them. He's also l'safet b'gedusa, shaledu. From here, Mikan Omer ben Azai, v'shmecha yikrucha. With your name they'll call you, or v'mkoyimcha yoshivucha. And in your mokim, in your place, they'll put you back. Shrashi b'shmecha yikrucha means lo yidok odom loyna ployni kafeach panasosi. Don't be afraid somebody says, I'm going to lose my panosa. Ki yakorchoch v'shem yikrucha, your name, they call you by your name, love v'loshim v'mkoyimcha. They'll eventually put you back to your place. No, the Hashem takes care. Don't be afraid someone will take away your panosa. And I'll give it back to what deserves, what the Lord